For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Paint the town red. Next week, the annual festivities take place in Jonesboro to get ready for the first home football game of the season on August 31st. Telling us more about this is Chairman of the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce's A-State Committee, Rocky Wilson, and Executive Vice President of the Chamber, Kerry White. Wilson tells us about the festivities, which start on Tuesday, August 27th.
We're really excited about this year. We've kind of mixed things up a little bit and changed it up. And so this year we're starting off on August 27th. It's going to be the Party with the Pack. It's going to be at Blessed Sacrament this year. And the kids are really excited to have it, to host it. And we're going to have the mayor there and a lot of the cheer team and pep rally kind of atmosphere, and we're going to launch these awesome huge balloons, kind of like a blimp, up into the air. And so it's going to be a really fun event to kick off Paint the Town Red this year.
Right. And tell us about some of the other events that are going on, and then we're going to talk about Paint the Town Red specifically. So kind of tell us about the other events that are going on. You said it starts on the 27th. What's taking place the rest of that week, please?
So the next day on the 28th will be our celebrity judging window event. And so everybody around town, you see the windows painted to support the university, and so we'll have celebrity judges that will actually be the coaches' wives that will ride around and judge the windows, and it's a really fun event. And honestly, when we were at the breakfast the other day, Coach Anderson actually stood up and said that this is also a great recruiting tool. When players come in to visit the school and the city and the community, and they see the windows and that it supports the university, and it's a really great recruitment tool. And so that made us feel really good as well, too, to know that people from outside that are coming into our community notices those things and that we do support the university. And so so the window judging will be on August 28th, and then we'll roll into on the 29th will be the Back the Pack Rally, and that'll be our biggest event. It's downtown this year at the Glass Factory, and we're really excited to have it there. We're gonna have vendors there. There'll be kids activities, food. Coach Anderson is gonna come talk. We're gonna have music as well too, and it's gonna be a really fun and live event. And that'll go on until 6:30. It's from 4 to 6:30. And then that'll give everybody enough time to finish up there, and they can go to order a pack that'll be at the school later on, starting at 7:30. With all of the students will be there and all that good stuff and everything. And then, of course, Friday will be just Howl Day, so you just wear your red, which you should be wearing red all week, but especially on that Friday to get everything going, on the Pack Pride Day is what I like to call it. And then, of course, Saturday, it's kickoff. It's business about that at that time, so we're really excited about this year.
Rocky Wilson's been telling us a little bit about the Paint the Town Red festivities that start on April 27th. Kerry White from the Jonesboro Chamber joins us. Tell us about Paint the Town Red specifically. How long has this been going on, and how did Paint the Town Red get started?
Well, this is our 23rd Paint the Town Red week, and before I was here, Beth Smith had gone to work at the Alumni Association, and she went to a meeting of Alumni Association directors, and I don't know where it was, but they were talking about an event such as this to kick off the football season. So Beth brought that back to the A-State Committee at that time, and that's how Paint the Town Red Week was born. It was to encourage people to come to the game. It was to encourage people to decorate the town so that the visiting team would feel fear when they entered the city limits. And it's just been a wonderful event. It's evolved over the years. We've changed it. We've done different things, tried to keep it exciting. And I'm just so excited. A lot of people that paint their windows don't necessarily sign up for the decorating contest to compete, which is fine, but I love it that everybody participates in getting their windows painted and repainted and new for the season and leaves it up all season long.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it is that it's up all year round, and that which is really cool to see. People don't have to come in during just the football season. Rocky, they can come in anytime and see the Pack Pride.
Absolutely, and that's what makes it so great, and to know that the community backs the university all year long. It's not just football season, but it is a year-long thing. And so, you know, once you're a Red Wolf, you're always a Red Wolf, right? So that's how we like to see it as well, too.
For people who've never been to a PAC Pride Friday, you know, kind of the Friday before the Saturday, Rocky, kind of tell us a little bit about what that entails and just how that energizes downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everybody comes in and ready for that first game, and, you know, it's really good for all the hotels and family members that get to have people coming in. You know, everybody, all the restaurants are completely full. So, you know, you kind of need to make reservations if you plan on going out, kind of thing, because, you know, everybody goes out to eat. There's all these great places as well, too, to eat here as well, too. And it's fun because they get to kind of start getting into the atmosphere for the ball game because the windows are painted and they're and the decorations are inside the restaurants and everything like that, and everybody's wearing red. And so it's really cool how you kind of see how this thing just evolves into this whole almost big huge pep rally leading up to Saturday for kickoff.
Yeah, and by way of economic development, how does that help, Carrie?
Well, it's just you know, anytime you have all game weekends, basketball, football, baseball, all game weekends are a surge in sales tax collections in our area, overnight hotel stays, gas tank fill-ups, you know, and restaurants, of course. And so it's something that, you know, we are really proud that everybody participates, because that just makes it that much more enjoyable for the visitors that come into town, and even for our local residents, because all the restaurants and stuff, you know, even starting this week, they'll be running their Red Wolf specials and those kinds of things, but especially on that Friday night downtown. Rocky was talking about Coach saying that it's such a great recruitment tool when the players and their families come in of all the sports and see the windows painted and the support. And I want to give I obviously graduated from ASU way before we were Red Wolves, but I do want to say that it was a good decision. The logo change, as Paint the Town Red has evolved, there's a lot more participation now, and I think it's just because of the appeal of the Red Wolf logo and the Red Wolf name. You know, before, when it was the Indians, it was a little difficult because there are rules and regulations with tribes and what you can do and how those things have to be presented. And, you know, we had some you know, difficulty in figuring out how to get people to paint their windows, what we could do without getting, you know, slapped on the hand. And so I think it's been wonderful, the change of the Red Wolf logo, and everybody seems to have really latched onto it and really loves it, and they have it everywhere. We've got more people wearing clothes and license plates and windows painted. I mean, Rocky can tell you that from from being at Textbook Brokers, how much more merchandise he sells probably than he did before. So it was hard for people. I was right in the middle of it, but it was a good decision.
Tell us about that, if you don't mind. Kind of elaborate a little bit more about because that logo is so it is really awesome. It's a unique logo, and people just kind of jumped on it immediately. Kind of tell us about that and how it's helped Textbook Brokers and other sales.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was actually still part of the graduating class that was an Indian as well, too. And so, but I'm all Red Wolf now as well, too, as well. And it has helped our sales. You know, it's, you know, a lot of the kids are more involved, and it's more kid friendly as well, too. So, like, kid sales have really gone up in youth. Definitely see more, you know, Red Wolf license plates and shirts, and you know, just speaking from our business as well, too, just for us, you know, it has been great for us, and it has been easier to in the transition as well, too, because it is such a likable logo, and it's really cool and neat. And so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's all I can say is yes, it has helped sales for sure. And you know, we take pride in our university, whether you know it's something like a Red Wolf or whatever it may be. You know, we're here to support the school, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah, and it seems like those partnerships that take place between Arkansas State and downtown, and now that there's all that talk about how you can bridge the two and all that, Carrie, that just seems like that's really exciting what the future is going to hold and how the partnerships continue with Arkansas State.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the day when you go on campus, the students arrive on campus, and they will be able to walk or bike downtown safely without getting in a car. Nothing against cars, but it would just be it's going to be such a neat corridor when, I'm going to say not if, but when it gets done, it'll be such a neat corridor, and it's also going to bring more economic development because, you know, one or two places are built down there on the corridor, and the kids start using that as their way back and forth downtown to the restaurants and to the nightlife, and that just breeds more businesses and more excitement about the corridor. So we're looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Before I let y'all run, thank you so much for this, and I know y'all are excited about Paint the Town Red. If people want information about this or anything else going on by way of supporting the Red Wolves, I guess, how do people get a hold of you guys?
Well, just call the chamber at 932-6691, and we will give you all the information you need to participate and for your business to participate in the week's activities. And come on down to Thursday night, August 29th, to our Back the Pack rally from 4 to 6:30 at the Glass Factory on Huntington.
Very good. Rocky?
Thank you so much again for having us. And yes, you know, we really want to make sure that, you know, that businesses, you know, partake and decorate their windows. But, you know, also, if you're not a member of the chamber, please join. You're missing out on some great opportunities. We'd love to have chamber members come join the A-State committee as well, too. So if you love the university and you love the institution and you love your business community, you know, come out, come check us out, see what we're about, and we'd love to have everybody. So
one more question. By the way, the A-State committee, kind of tell us a bit about what that A-State committee does besides, you know, Paint the Town Red and other things. How do you all work and get, you know, work throughout the year, if you don't mind, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the A-State committee is really just building the relationships between the business community and the institutions. You know, besides Paint the Town Red, you know, we do several, you know, like a chili cook-off as well, too, later on in the fall. We do other gift items for, like, during basketball season, and we're trying to do stuff for baseball. And so we're also trying to do a little bit more this year also on the academic side as well, too, to get more involved with the deans and, you know, things like that. So we're working out with Dr. Terry and Dr. Danfus to try to make that happen as well, too, and really to just kind of build that relationship more so that, you know, it exposes more students to hopefully want to stay here in Jonesboro because they have a business relationship with somebody here, and it also may create, you know, internships or, you know, jobs after graduation or while they're in school. And so, you know, we just want to kind of open that door to, you know, the people that are coming in that are trusting us with their kids while they go to school here, that they feel safe and that they feel supported outside of just the surrounding area of the university, that they can actually go out into the community and really build on that.
And that's Chairman of the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce's A-State Committee, Rocky Wilson, and Executive Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce, Carrie White. Paint the Town Red festivities take place August 27th through the 31st, and more information can be found at jonesborochamber.com. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.